You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy to be back. I apologize for not getting an episode out last week. We have just been doing life over here and definitely just surviving, not thriving. It has been very hectic, but things are slowing down. The husband's home. Everybody's doing good health-wise, so we're getting kind of back into a groove around here. So I apologize, but we are back on regularly weekly scheduled podcasts. And I've also been working really hard behind the scenes on the Travel Points Lounge, which is the membership with Points to Paradise. And it is such an amazing membership that I have been doing for about a year now. And it has grown so much in the last year, and I love it so much. It's a great community of women who are taking trips all of the time. We have monthly calls. We are always answering questions, helping each other plan vacations, all of that fun stuff. But I really have been wanting to make it even better and elevate it even more and really just combine this with the Travel Points Academy and have a central hub essentially for everything, because I have learned over the last year that I don't ever want to just throw information at somebody and say, here you go. I hope you learn travel points and go about your way. I really love actually helping people plan their vacations. And even with the Travel Points Academy, there's so much great information in there. It literally has everything you need to go about and take your vacations. But things are always changing in the points world, and there's always updates, and there's always follow-up questions and certain scenarios, and I want to go here, how does it work with that? And so I really truly believe that you don't need just the information, that you actually need basically one-on-one coaching and guidance and help and a travel planner in your pocket with also a travel points expert in your pocket. So that's what this lounge membership is. And so everything's going to be centralized inside of the lounge, including a brand new course that's going to be available in there as well. So now when you come into this membership, you're going to have literally everything that you need. And I'm just so excited. We are finally launching this on August 1st. So it's coming up, and you will be able to come into our community and get everything that you need to save literally thousands of dollars a year and take multiple vacations. So I cannot wait to share that with you. It's coming soon, August 1st. You're definitely going to want to get your booty inside of this membership because it is seriously amazing. Okay, today we are going to talk about the number one tool that I really truly believe every single person needs to have in their pocket if they are going to be diving into travel points. This is one of the first things that I go over in the Travel Points Academy, and all my students have this app because it keeps you so organized. It keeps you on track with everything. It keeps track of status, 524 status for you, the amount of points you've gotten over the year, what was your last card, which card you should get next. Like, it is just the ultimate tool that you need when you're going to get into this hobby. And so I really wanted to do a whole podcast episode on this specific app that I think everyone needs to be using, that I have used for several years now. And it's the number one thing. And this is coming from somebody who is extremely unorganized, who is not a type A person by any stretch of the imagination. and has, I counted the other day, has 11 credit cards in her wallet. I actually just canceled 3 of them. My husband has 11 cards as well. And I keep track of all of our cards. So that is 22 credit cards with 2 people, 2 persons, and 2 businesses. And it's just a lot to keep track of. So there's cards for him, there's cards for me, there's cards for his business, and there's cards for my business. And so that's a lot to keep track of and keep on top of with annual fees, with sign-up bonuses, with making payments on time, all of that kind of stuff. And so if I can do this, then anybody can do this. And this is the app that you need. So this is the Travel Freely app. It's a completely free app for you to download on your phone. I actually have it pulled up on my desktop right now to kind of go over everything with you. But it's completely free, which is the first thing that I love about it. The second thing that I love about it is it doesn't actually connect to your bank account or your cards, which I really like. I don't like things that connect to my bank account because I'm always worried about things getting hacked and all of that kind of stuff. So you just manually go in and put in the card that you most recently opened, and it will keep track that way. So it's not connected, which I really, really like. So what you do is when you sign up for a new credit card, so for example, I just signed up for the Chase Inc. Cash card, business cash card, about a month ago. So what I do is I go into my app, I put in a new card, I put which business it's associated with. So it was associated with this travel business, Points to Paradise. So I have my business in there. I say it was a business card. I put the card that I opened, the date that I opened it up on, and then it will then keep track of when my annual fee is due this next year when it would come up, and it will send me an email and say, just a reminder, your annual fee for your Chase Inc. cash card is coming up. It even gives you some information on if you want to downgrade it or cancel it or things like that. It tells you the perks that you're getting with that card so that you can just easily see if it is worth keeping. It keeps track of your annual fees that you're paying. It will show you all the different bonuses to make sure that you're using the card correctly. It keeps track of so many things, which I love. So I can just go to, if you're looking at the homepage, there's a section that says My Cards. And so it'll show all of my cards, and I can select by either me or my husband or a business, and it'll show all of the cards that are opened, the date that they were opened, the sign-up bonus that I got when I received it. So if it's an elevated bonus, it actually shows that. It'll show you the deadline of when you need to spend that amount of money. So like it'll show you, for the example, the card I just opened, it's 75,000 bonus points when I spend $6,000 in the first few months. And so it keeps track of that bonus deadline, the amount of money I need to spend. My annual fee for it is $0. So for the annual fee due, it says not applicable. If it obviously has a annual fee, the date will be there. So like, let's go ahead and look at another one. I have an American Airlines Barclays card that I opened up in May. It was 70,000 bonus points. My annual fee is $99. And so my annual fee will hit next May on the 9th in 2026. So it just keeps track of all that stuff. The other thing I really like that I mentioned is the 524 status. I am not organized enough, nor do I have the time to sit down and think about all the cards that I have, when I open them, and where my status is at with Chase. If you are a student of mine, you value Chase points. And so we really want to keep track of this so that we can open up Chase cards when there's really great new offers that come out, or like they just came out with new cards. We want to be able to grab those if we want. So to be able to look at this, I can automatically look and see my 524 status is 3 out of 24 and my husband's is 4 out of 24. It will then show you when you're due for your next card. So it's keeping a 90-day tracker, which is the average of what we want to do. So I can open up a new card in 66 days and my husband can open up a new card in 62 days. So I really like just all the things that it keeps track of, and it's so easy to just instantly pull up and see where we're sitting at. Some of the other things that it keeps track of is the bonus points that you get for the year. So you can see where you're at for bonus points just to, I don't know, it's kind of fun to be like, well, I've opened up these cards, like, how much have I really gotten? So for example, and I think mine's up to date. I'm not 100% sure, but right now it says for 2025 that I have received 880,000 points, which is top 10% of Travel Freely users, apparently. I've never really looked at that before. And then the cash value of that, and keep in mind, this is the cash value of what they're rating like Chase points at and stuff. I'm going to get a way better cash value out of my points than this. But even with 880,000, my cash value is $13,200. So just to be able to be like, I have $13,000 worth of travel points at base value. It's just really, really cool to see. And so if you're like, I don't really know if this is working, is this something I should keep doing? When I see $13,000 worth of travel points, I'm like, yes, this is absolutely worth it. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep opening cards because it's totally worth that. And it's just kind of cool to see how many points that you've earned and kind of where you're at on track. The other thing that this does that a lot of my students have actually said that they utilize along with asking me what they should do is when you're, this is like a number one question people always have is what card should I get next? Especially when you're, you've got a few cards under your belt and you've gone through quite a few Chase cards and then you're like, okay, like what's next? Like, what should I do next? I want to go here, here, and here. And it's always a question. Even for me, I'm like, which card should I get next? So since it's keeping track of the cards that you already have, it's got what's called is a card genie. And so it's a recommendation on a few of the cards that you could pick for your next one. And so it has both me and my husband. It says Megan's recommendations and Dick's recommendations. And I can go down here. And so I have the American Express Platinum. I have the Chase Sapphire Reserve for Business card. I have the Capital One Venture Rewards. Like there's a bunch of them that I'm like, okay, those are all really, really great recommendations. And then I can go over to my husband and he's got a few of the same ones, Capital One Venture X, the American Express Platinum, the Chase Sapphire Reserve card. So it's just really nice to be able to automatically just kind of look. And then the last thing that it has is a bunch of resources. So there's a beginner's guide, there's blog posts, there's frequently asked questions. Travel Freely has some really, really good resources to read up on stuff. They're always keeping on top of all of the new updates that are coming out. And so they have some really good blog posts if there's like a specific topic that you're looking at to help you along in your travel points journey, as well as I'm there to help you. And I even share a lot of those blog posts with my students as well. But this is seriously the thing that you need to stay organized and keep on track of everything. And if you are serious about getting into travel points and making this your hobby, which I know a lot of my listeners here are doing, you really need this to stay organized. I don't want to see someone missing annual fees or paying annual fees that they don't want to, or just getting overwhelmed with the amount of cards that you have, or missing payments, or it getting to the point where it feels overwhelming that you're like, I just don't even want to do this. Like I'm done. And you cancel all your cards or something like that. Because yes, this hobby does require a little bit of work, a little bit of tracking, things like that. But when you do it right and you make it simple and you have the tools that you need, it's definitely not overwhelming. It's really, really fun. It's addicting. And that's what I want it for you. I want it to be something that brings you joy, something that makes you happy. And that's really like addicting. And it's your new hobby that you tell everybody about. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed or stressed or think that it's too much, because with the right tools, with the right coaching, with the right community, this can be one of the most fun things that you get into in your life, I think, truly. And to be able to share it with others and share it with your children and your spouse is really a gift that I was not expecting when I started this. And so I'm really grateful for this app because it keeps me, a very unorganized person, organized and able to keep up with everything. Because like I said, when I have 22 credit cards between me and my husband, it's a lot. And so I need to know which cards we should maybe get next, which cards maybe we need to look at closing every single year, which one's bringing us the most value. I can easily go and look at the benefits that that card's giving me. It's so easy to just pull it up on my phone and look and show people, like, hey, this is what it looks like. I show my students all the time, like, I share my screen all the time and show them what my dashboard looks like. And I really like how it breaks down every single card. So if you're trying to figure out maybe like what cards you should use in between signup bonuses or something, when you click on it, it shows you all the perks you're getting. It shows you the spending categories. It gives you application tips, extra value that you can get out of the program. Like, it just breaks every card down so well, and gives you a ton of information. So again, Travel Freely app, completely free. It's in the show notes. Be sure to download it, sign up. You will create a login or whatever, but like I said, it's free, and it's definitely something that you need to have as soon as you get your first credit card, because I can guarantee you once you get one, you're going to get several others after that. So thank you guys for tuning in today. I will catch you next week.